The survey found that the cybersecurity is a broad function in the federal government, and it requires some of the competencies we found it required were attention to detail, ability to work on a team, ability to write, some technical competencies were also found to be important, technology management. The thing that surprised us was how broad this was. I tend to think that information technology represents cybersecurity, but we also found that cybersecurity work is performed by electronics engineers, computer engineers, and telecommunications specialists.
Now, previously, the cybersecurity people were really lumped into that 2210 series and other series for the most part, or were most people in that 2210 series, which covers most of IT?
Well, most of them are in 2210, but again, some of them are telecommunications specialists and electronic engineers. So that series doesn't capture everything with the occupation.
This was a survey that people just did on their own versus a mandate from anyone. How many people did you reach out to? Where did you reach to? Was it just done through the CIO Council website? Was it done through OPM email?
We used the term survey, and that causes people to think it's similar to our employee viewpoint survey, where folks choose a set of answers and it's an electronic process. We send out a written survey to HR departments who do the hiring and ask what they look for. We brought in specialists in cybersecurity so they could talk to us about the work they do and help us describe the competencies. We brought in people who interfaced with cybersecurity and had them tell us something. So in that sense, this is a data collection, a questionnaire more than a survey, where we gather information in broad forms. We don't limit it to you only have two choices to answer. Sit down and tell us what you know about it. So I don't know how many people we talk to. The request for information goes out to probably most every single department, to people in the HR field that we know are dealing with cybersecurity. And then, as you said, the CIO Council also identified people and other people we knew of that were working in some of this, in some of these areas. So it was a broad number of people, but we didn't get back an X number of questionnaires.
So what comes from this now? Obviously, there's a competency model that you guys are developing. We've talked about this before, where you OPM potentially could make cybersecurity its own series. Where do we go from here now that you have all this data back?
Well, where we go from here is that we have released the competencies that this study found. So agencies are going to start using those competencies to train people, to identify talents that folks need to have. They're going to start using them in the selection process, and they're going to start using them in developmental processes. And we're going to be working with agencies to find out what other needs they have in the cybersecurity area. One of the things that we hear is that really talented cybersecurity folks are hard to recruit. So we're going to be working on helping agencies find best practices on how to recruit for these folks, what some of the barriers might be to recruiting them, some of the successful recruiting practices. We've already held several workshops with hiring managers, employees, recruiters, and subject matter experts, where we've shared that information too. We're trying to bring the community together so that together they can share what they know and what works, and therefore make hiring and training of these folks better across the entire federal government.
Now, these sessions that you held, the workshops, were they specifically around cyber workforce, or were they federal workforce and you just highlighted cyber?
Oh, no, they were around the cyber workforce. There's a lot of interest in this. I personally get emails from people who are cybersecurity specialists, and they want to be part of this process because they want to help develop the next generation and help find the talent they need to support them in the offices they're already in.
OPM has given agencies the direct hire authority for cyber professionals. That's one tool in the toolbox. Are there other tools that OPM is starting to consider that you could maybe offer some insight into?
say, we have not given direct hire for this category of cybersecurity. We have given direct hire for computer security specialists. Cybersecurity is a broader occupation that not only is involved in the protection, but it's also involved in more active threat reduction and deterrence, incident response. So one of the big things to come out of the work we've done so far is to try to come up with a definition that folks can use and all be talking on the same page.
Give us a sense of what that definition is.
Well, it's a broad occupation, so the definition is quite long, but I will extract some of the things from it. It is policy and standards regarding the security of operations in cyberspace and encompasses threat reduction, vulnerability reduction, deterrence, international engagement, incident response, recovery policies and activities, information assurance, law enforcement, and intelligence missions as they relate to the security and stability of global information.